Today we have a guest joining us in studio. Grace Mackerel joins us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Festival of Trees in Adair coming up very soon. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. You've been involved in the Adair Women's Club for how long?
Been on the Festival of Trees for 22 years.
Every single year you've done this?
Every single year we've done this.
Wow. Tell me about the Adair Women's Club. What's that about?
Just a local group. We get together once a month. We usually try to have a little bit of a program, and we try to keep it local, just community things, and just pretty casual, but we all enjoy it.
Has a club been around for 22 years then?
Oh, it's been longer than that.
Longer than that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The Festival of Trees has been going on for 22 years.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I assume a local service club like that, it got together to bring people together to be able to share ideas and things too, but also be able to do some good for the community.
Yes, we use our money for scholarships for seniors, and so I think that goes to a very good cause.
Probably given out quite a few over the years.
Yes. Let's see. Probably, I don't remember, but a lot.
Well, the numbers I have here in front of me says about 140 or so scholarships.
Yeah, that's probably correct.
So is almost everybody that graduates over the years from the Adair Casey High School originally, now ACGC, are a lot of them getting those scholarships?
Yes, yes. We didn't have quite as many last year because with our school consolidation, I think it was a little up in air for sure, and but sure. I think we'll have good participation again this year.
Sure. Do they have to do anything specifically to qualify?
We have a form that they have to fill out, and usually the school counselor kind of helps get that done and back to us.
You bet. Well, it's nice to know. These aren't full-ride scholarships or anything
oh, no,
like that.
Oh, they're not big.
But still, every little bit helps
because
there are lots of expenses tacked on, including the tuition, but they also know that they're being supported back home.
Right. And, you know, if we can provide them with a couple of books, that's our thoughts, you know, help them out a little.
Yeah.
You
know. Those are big expenses.
I know.
They are big expenses these days. Well, let's talk about the Festival of Trees. It's coming up the weekend of December 2nd and 3rd, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what will happen at the Festival of Trees?
Last year we had 40 or 41. They're not all trees. They can be just any kind of display that they like, but
is that up or down?
That's up just a little bit. That's been my goal is 40, and each
good.
Year we're kind of getting up there. And so I think we're going to get there this year because I've had real good response already, and we always have a few that just kind of show up, which is okay.
Sure.
And so I'm shooting for 40 plus this year.
Do you have to work the phones pretty hard to twist some arms to get folks to do it, or do they come to you a lot?
We send out some brochures. We mm-hmm. keep track of last year's participants, and we send out just some letters informing them. And I've had 30-plus responses already, so I always have some that just kind of come, which is fine.
You get a lot of folks that come back year after year.
Correct.
Now, is it a little of everything, individuals, businesses, service
Correct.
Groups?
Correct,
Could
yes.
be all kinds of things.
Yes, absolutely, yes. We
Very
have
good.
Our schools, elementary school teachers are great. They do little crafty projects to do on their display, and so the kids get into it and help come and set them up after school, and I think it's just a great thing for the community.
Well, and it's nice when you can get a lot of folks like that involved. It's not just folks with a service club. It might be some kids at the elementary school. Who
yes,
knows?
Absolutely.
Get more people involved that way. That way you get more people through the doors, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you get all kinds of things. We call it Festival of Trees. You mentioned there are a lot of different types of exhibits. It might be trees, wreaths, nativity scenes.
Correct.
It might be all kinds of different
Correct.
Types of things. What's the most creative thing you think you've ever seen there?
One year we had a huge sleigh. Like an old-fashioned sleigh, like that horses could pull.
Oh.
It took up a lot of room, but it was really cool. Last year, our senior center had a little car, and because we do deliver meals, and so we had a little car with Santa driving the car and had the meals and that in the little car, and, of course, the kids loved that one.
Sure they
it's
did.
A little problem, maybe. We have a person that has made a church that is lit inside. It has little pews in there. It's all made out of steel. It
wow.
is just quite large. It's really, really very eye-catcher.
So some folks have put an awful lot of time and effort into some of these displays.
Yes.
Worth the time for you to come out and take a look at
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Saturday, December 2nd, Sunday, December 3rd. This is going to be at the Adair Community Center. And it's more than just the Festival of Trees again, right? You guys are working in conjunction with some other groups.
Yes, the Chamber. We work with the Chamber. The Lions Club serve soup supper. Mm-hmm. We have vendors, mostly local people, too. And it's a really nice way for them to show some of their handiworks. And then Santa's coming at 5:30. And then on Sunday, one of the 4-H groups is serving a brunch.
Yep, the Grant Sky Eagles.
Yes.
Going to get involved too.
Yes.
So it really is a full community effort to get a lot of people involved in this.
Our small communities need to do these things.
Yeah. Well,
hang together.
But you get supported from a lot of people. You see folks from other communities around coming in, I assume.
Yes, we try to. Hopefully people come. It's a busy weekend for lots of towns, I know that. So, but we will hope to see lots of people.
You bet. When is set up for all this? For folks who might want to get involved, when do they have to get there and kind of get things organized?
Let's see. We're having set up on Wednesday afternoon from, I think it's 4 to 8, and then on Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
We eliminated the Friday because we started running into ball games.
Oh, that's true.
So,
so Wednesday, November 29th.
Correct.
And then Thursday, November 30th.
Correct.
Will be the times. Then I suppose Sunday afternoon, shortly after it ends, folks can get their displays taken down and
moved
out.
Pretty much about 2 o'clock we usually. I wish we had a place to display them for like a week or two because some of them really do some fantastic displays, and it makes me sad to see just be there 2 days, you know, and it would be a nice if we could have a place that we could leave them up, but doesn't work that way, so.
Someplace you could enjoy them all season long.
Yes.
Perhaps even when the snow falls.
Yes.
Outside, not inside.
We don't want that weekend, please.
Not where the displays are necessarily. Now, you're working together with the Adair Public Library as well to do this.
Yes.
What is their involvement?
They just share the responsibility of getting flyers out and helping with workers. And we also serve cookies and cider and coffee, and so people volunteer to help with that and bring cookies, and we just a community thing.
Very good. For the folks who come to display, there's no cost for them?
Absolutely no cost, and we don't charge for our vendor tables either. We just want it to be a community thing that people can enjoy.
Sure. Is there a charge for folks who come in to enjoy?
We are accepting donations.
Okay.
And so...
And, of course, there's food there that they can enjoy, as you mentioned. There are some vendors there. You've got the Lions Club Soup Supper that's available for those folks, too, for charge, I assume, to help their causes as well.
I think it's a donation also.
Okay.
And they also ask for items for our food pantry.
Oh, very good.
Just a donation thing.
So spread the wealth a little bit that way, too. Excellent. All right. And if folks want to, if they're hearing this and thinking, well, gee, I've got some stuff I could put together and display, is there still time to get them into your effort?
You can still come. We'll find a spot.
Okay. We'll set up another table. We'll
set
make
up
it
another
work.
Table, absolutely.
Very good. It's a good opportunity to kind of enjoy some of the holiday weekend. I was looking at some of the activities and things in addition to what your groups are doing. There seems to be so much going on around the Adair and Casey areas during the holidays. There's a home decorating contest. There are some other things that are happening, I believe, up around the visitor center and things, too. They have some activities going on. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a bit of activity here during the holiday season.
Yes, there is.
A lot of reasons to get out and enjoy some of these things.
Yes, we hope the weatherman cooperates.
Yeah, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed there. That's the best we can do with that. All right, so this is the 22nd time that they've done the Festival of Trees at the Adair Community Center. And again, that's coming up Saturday, December 2nd, and Sunday, December 3rd. Again, do you have those times?
Yes, so Saturday's 1 to 8.
Okay.
And Sunday is 11 to 2.
All right. So just wandering anytime there at the Adair Community Center. Very easy to get to. It's not that far off the interstate if you're coming in that direction, too.
We have a little bridge problem. But
oh, well, there's that. Yeah.
You can find your way.
Yeah. Good things. You'll find a way to get there, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. And that's all for whatever donation you choose to give. So be generous because it goes to a good cause. Well, Grace, thanks for stopping by and sharing today. I hope you and the organizations have a good turnout here this year.
I'm sure we will. People are very generous. So thank you for having me.